everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's always a blessing to hear the Lord, the things that He answers you, the things He helps us understand. It's always a blessing to hear from Him. When I first started in ministry, not knowing what to do, I knew the Lord would give me a message. He always gave me a message. And I always thanked Him for giving me a message. And when somebody would ask me to minister, I would get excited, literally excited, because I knew that I was going to hear something from the Lord to give His people. And in those days, I didn't know much about the anointing. I didn't know how it worked. All I knew that God would give me something to say, and it was amazing. The messages wouldn't be all profound. It would be simple things, but it would always encourage people. It would always help people understand things. And I was always thankful that He used me to encourage somebody. Now, it's no different now. Everything He has to say is important. And people they have problems. They have situations. They're trying to do things. They're trying to do important things. And Satan's trying to stop them. So we need all forms of encouragement. When the Lord speaks His word in your heart, it gives you strength on the inside. It gives you insight. Faith forms from the word you hear of God. That's where our faith comes from, hearing anything that God has to say. And whatever He give us, anything He says, even things that's if He gives us a blessing, if He says something to encourage us, even if He warns us about something that's going on, if He tell you the truth about people, the thing that we all have in common is we have to mix faith with it. The faith, the word is there to give us faith for whatever it is we need. And we have to believe it. If we believe it and receive it, then we speak it, we act on it, and it works. The thing about faith is you have to either speak it or at least act on it. You know, I wanted to buy a toolbox. Now, this is a simple analogy. Just a toolbox. I needed it, and I recently bought it. But I was going to wait. I had the money, but I was going to wait and finish up another job I was working on and then buy it. So I'd have more money in the bank when I bought it. And I had gotten off work early, and I was going to, I had time to go buy that and get it. I had left work early that day. And I was praying about the toolbox. I said, I'm gonna go ahead and buy that toolbox. And the Lord put on my heart, go buy it now. I said, well, I got time. I could go buy it now. I said, well, what's the hurry? He said, buy it now. So I went to the store, and I was obedient, which I'm glad I did. I was. During the holidays, during the December, during Christmas, they had it for sale at Lowe's. The top box was $199. The bottom one was $249. Well, the price went up, and that was the last one they had. So somebody put the new price up, but they left the old price on it. And I told the guy in the tool area, I said, I'll buy it if I can buy it for that sale price. He said, well, all the managers are in the meeting. He said, but I'll talk to the head clerk and see what she say. She said, well, the old price was left on there, so we got to sell it for that. And I bought it. Now, if I had waited, somebody else may have bought it, or they may have taken the old sale price off. But because somebody left it on there, I was able to buy it. Now, when the Lord speaks and give you an instruction, you have to act on it in order to get benefited by it. Even something as simple as a toolbox. You know, the top box went up and the bottom one did too. I saved about $150 just by being obedient. And it helped. I needed it. I was blessed. They weren't short because that was the price, you know, a few months ago. They still sold. They still made money. But I bought it. It really, and it helped me to be able to buy something else I needed. I went back and bought a table that they had. So it benefited everybody. Everybody won. When you follow God, everybody wins. Now, when the Lord say anything, you have to mix faith with it. He's for you, not against you. And Satan don't want you to know that. He wants you to believe the worst. So he while people are in the fog, he give them thoughts. When they're not clear on his word, he tell them lies. While you're trying to do your best and grow and honor God, you're praying, the enemy give you false thoughts to hinder you. And sometimes they work and sometimes we don't let them work. And the more people grow, the less they'll fall for the lies of Satan, which is very difficult sometimes to overcome. Because they interfere with how you trust God. And if somebody interfere with how you trust God, then when you need to be trusting him, you're not. And that causes problems. For this reason, we have to receive more word, more of God's word, so that we can obey God and not decrease. We can obey God and speak his word in truth without any form of error. No more fall. No more unclear speech. You know, things that don't work. The enemy is trying to always blend in false things while we're doing our best to minister the truth of God's word. Now, this happens. And as a man of God, as a minister, and as a minister's son, it's not easy always to navigate through this world. There are things out there that works against us. While we're doing our best to follow God, Satan is giving us false thoughts to keep us in the fog. It's like watching TV with static. But the Word of God makes things clearer and clearer with more clarity. It's easy to watch TV when everything is clear. But when they're static, it's kind of aggravating. Now, and you know, what we're fighting is an ex-angel. Our enemy, Satan, he knows how to twist the word of God. Now, sometimes you have to study about your enemy so you'll know what you're fighting and how he thinks. When you study the word of God and you study the word, you know, you're receiving truth of him. And you see how he tried to do Job. He tried to use illusions. When Job was unclear on what was happening, he was steadily interjecting thoughts through his wife, through his friends. First, he heard all the dangers that had happened, all the things that happened and went wrong. And it was designed to propel him to curse God and die. To curse God to his face. He wouldn't do it. It was the enemy, Satan was trying to make him angry with God and not understand. And people don't always know what's happening in their life and why. They don't realize it's just another attack from an enemy that they don't always understand. So with this in mind, we have to receive what God said, and that's how we fight. That's how we win. It's a good thing to learn how to fight and win. Now, a friend of mine, he told me that the Lord taught him once. He said, the Lord told him, he said, "I'm going to teach you how to win a war, how to fight." And he taught him the principles about fighting Satan. And these are things we all need to learn. His tactics, how he works, how he uses deception against us, lies. And it comes out as interference. And good people don't always, you know, people don't always know how to win. That's why false teaching gets mixed in the church. Now, some people, they just want to be famous. And them and you know, they want to look important, seem important. And they when that's the focus, or if they're after something, such as money, fame, fortune, looking important before people, the enemy has a lot to work with. And the enemy can give people thoughts just like God does. And he's good, he can twist scriptures around when you're not looking, when you don't know. And false teaching takes a long time to undo because it's done in a way where it'll be interference without notice. You don't know it's not working until your life isn't working. If your life is not working, something's wrong. When you drive a car and an indicator light comes on, like your car's running hot, or your oil pressure's too low, or your voltmeter goes to the left, it's not charging properly, you know that something's wrong with the car. Well, we don't have indicator lights when our life is not working. We just know things are not working right. And that's when you go before the Lord and ask him why, like David used to do. We don't have indicator lights to come up before our eyes and let us know that we need to check this or that. We just know, you know, we're not, in your marriage, you're arguing too much. Things are not settled. Or things are not working right on your job. Or there are problems and you don't know how to fix them. You know, even your body, it gives you a red flag. It starts hurting when something goes wrong. And that's when you go before the Lord and ask him what to do. "Lord, I'm not having victory here, and I don't understand why." Now, when you seek him, he'll start showing you what to do. He'll refer to scriptures that you can read and study and receive so that you can kill the problem. You know, when your body hurts, you go to the doctor, and the doctor prescribes you antibiotics, medicine. He might prescribe a lifestyle change so you can kill the problem. But what's going on is people, they ask the wrong people. "Well, what about this?" And they'll give you a dull answer that don't fix the problem. In the Word of God, you had prophets and you also had soothsayers. Soothsayers can't fix anything. They never did, and they never will. The mediums, the witches, they don't fix anything. People will come to them for counsel, and the familiar spirit knows some facts about your life. And they'll tell you some facts that you only know and nobody else. Because Satan can, you know, he watches, demons watch what we do. They know how we think. They know part in part how we think. They know how our ancestors thought. Because they don't die, they still here. Demons know some facts about your life and your mannerisms and what they see. They're not trying to help you, period. That's why people get caught up in horoscopes. They go pay mediums all this money and it never works. The little facts that they know about your life, those are facts that demons know, and they're not trying to help you. It's a scam. They're getting your money because they can tell you some amazing things and facts. And whatever you get is to harm you. It's not to help you. And they tell people facts about their relationships and what they should do. And it don't take much to satisfy men. If people just act right, men are happy. And they think they're being helped. But nothing's solved. When Satan's involved, nothing's solved. There's no therapy in his words. In your horoscope, you can throw that in the trash. That's just something to organize your life to Satan's favor. The Word of God is your foundation. That's the truth. And if you build your life with His Word, you're building it on solid, firm ground. You're building on a rock that can't be moved. But if you build on sand, my friend, if you build on quicksand, nobody builds a mansion on quicksand. If they know it's quicksand, they just don't build there because you can't. They don't build on sand. They use pilings to make sure that they have a strong foundation before they start building. You know, there are ways to build so that what you're building won't fall. But if you build on sand, it's going to sink. It's not going to work. You're going to have cracks in the walls because it's not going to stay put. So it is if you don't build on God's word. Your life, things will start going wrong that you can't fix. You got to tear it down and build it over. So God gave, at the new birth, He gave us a brand new heart, a real foundation. No matter how our parents acted, no matter what type of people we come from, if they did a lot of evil, the Lord gives us a brand new heart. And we have a chance, for once, to live a brand new life and change the course of our heritage. If you come from a family of witches and homosexuals and people that did anything, when you get saved, you're washed in the blood of Jesus. And if you will keep your eyes on the Lord, you change the type of person. You altered the course of your generation. Some people come from avid alcoholics, and they drank more than they ate, and they live like they drank. But because they got saved and washed in the blood of Jesus, they got a brand new heart. They got a new foundation. And the Word of God will always, 100% of the time, help you overcome the words of Satan. You can't put God's Word in your heart and fail. It don't work that way. If you put God's Word in your heart and you agree with it and you speak it and act on it, you always, 100% of the time, overcome the acts of Satan. And you live better. And you live greater. And there's nothing Satan can do about it. He don't want you to win, and he don't want to look defeated. But the least of the people in God's kingdom can defeat him easily. Even our children. If we stick to the words of God, if we stick to his word and speak his word in our life, we always overcome the things of Satan. And the more we learn from the Lord, the more we defeat him in our life. And we alter the course of our heritage, of our children. And not only our children, but all the people we influence. Because we are designed by God to bear fruit after our kind. So when we look to him, if our eye be single, we look into the Lord, his ways, his word, his will, his love. and we operate according to his word, our whole body will be full of light. Every part of us will be full of light. An example, our advice changes according to our integrity. The strength of our integrity is the strength of our dedication. We're dedicated when nobody's looking and people know it. Everybody you know, they know you. They know what you do. They know what you won't do. They know where they can trust you and they know where they can't. They know where you're trustworthy and they know where you're weak because they see you. They see how you make decisions. So what I'm saying is, as we obey God, we can be somebody's therapy and not even realize it. Most people are not going to tell you how much of a blessing you are, but they start respecting you. Now, you know it when they come and ask you for advice. It takes a lot for people to ask others for advice, and they only ask people they trust when they're sincere about asking them for advice. But the Word of God gives us a strong clarity, and it works to get rid of the static of this life. And then the more you ask the Lord how to destroy the problems, don't just try to patch the problem, try to kill it. You don't want your doctor to get some of the cancer when he do surgery. You want him to get all of it so that it never comes back to threaten your life again. So it is with the problems in this. But when people teach people to accept problems, and God sent the problem, then that's a problem. If you believe a lie, it's hard to get rid of if you believe it. But if you believe God's word, it's easy to kick it out of your life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move throughout your life. And God wants you blessed like I do, even more so. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus, he is our Lord.